And we are going before God. Is great is our Lord, and great is his power, greatly and worthy to be praised. Father, we come to you this morning. We celebrate your awesomeness. We celebrate that you are awe-inspiring. We celebrate you, Lord, for keeping us, for watching over us, for being our Father, for being our God, for being our guide, for being our shepherd, for being our comforter, for being our friend, for being our all in all. Lord, we celebrate you this morning. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Lord. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for how you kept us together over these 4 years on this TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you for all the family members, Lord, who have joined us this morning. Father, those who were with us at the very inception of the call and those who have just come to join us who are new to the TMC call. Lord, we thank and praise you for your blessings upon us. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, which is the reason why we are all gathered here this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have showered them with favor. We thank you, Lord, that their footsteps are ordered of you. Father, we thank and praise you that you have led and kept and guided Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. And we ask that you continue to shower them with tsunami blessings. Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family members. They're going out and they're coming in. And now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the mighty word we are about to hear this morning. Oh, Father, we know that it is a word that will transform our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless the speaker, oh, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, that you have given him a word to give to us this morning. Father, that the speaker is the tongue of the learned in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that he will speak forth that which you have given him straight from the throne room of heaven. Now, Lord, we command that the airways have already lined up with the word of God. Satan is and his cohorts are not welcome on this call, so we have put a gag order and we have vetoed and cast them out so that this call will go forth with clarity. And we forever give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory on this God is just that awesome Tuesday. I will now turn to, in Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Brenda. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a God is just that awesome day. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful tag. God is just that awesome Tuesday. And yes, it is. You've done wonderfully greeting and seating the people here on this awesome second day of celebration with our master's call. And I want to say thank you so much, Minister Willa, for being an awesome woman of God with that powerful prayer this morning. Good morning, family and friends, and welcome again to our second day of celebrating the fourth year here on the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I tell you, we are excited about what God is doing with this awesome call. This call was established by two phenomenal women, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our ambassador with Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is better known as our Mother Eagle. And they started this call on October 25th, 2010, and we're so graciously glad about it. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also stand firmly with our mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a great website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. So we encourage you to go there and check it out. If you have any prayer requests, praise reports, please send them to the information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, because that's what we're all about. We're about praying for one another. Many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, Artists International. Therefore, great information is given on the Motivational Call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a team of leaders right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. We are 9 days away from our next Artist Empowerment Conference, which will be held in the Bahamas, October 31st through November 2nd. And we're so excited about it because we'll be at the beautiful Atlantis Resort, and it's hosted by our phenomenal Kings of Artists. If you want more information and it's not too late to sign up, go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about what God is doing with this awesome company. And now it's time for the word. I'm not going to prolong the time. Our guest speaker for today is Dr. Walter Henderson III, a pastor who has blessed the Berean Family Worship Center since 1985, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dr. Henderson, along with his beautiful wife, First Lady Dr. Joycelyn Purnell Henderson, are not only the founders of BFWC, but God has allowed them to travel extensively across the globe teaching and preaching the series and the two shall become one flesh. And the two shall become one flesh. I love it. The Hendersons, authors of several books, are proud parents of six adult children and a host of grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Located in Hartford, Wisconsin, I introduce to you the man of God himself, Dr. Walter Henderson III. Are you there, Dr. Henderson?
I sure am. Good morning to you, Minister Terrell.
Good morning to you. Take it away.
Thank you so much to Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, to Dr. P.K. Roberts, to also Minister Willie, who received us this morning. Thank you so much. And also on behalf of my beautiful wife, Dr. Joycelyn Purnell Henderson, on this fourth anniversary, I'm just honored to be asked to speak and to share with you this day. Praise God. Thank you so much for inviting me and for having me here. I'm going to go right into the word. Praise God. I want to talk briefly to you this morning about it's time for your promotion. It's time for your promotion. And Minister Terrell, I'm also from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I don't know if you knew about that small town, but that's definitely home for me. John 14 and 30 is where I'm going to be coming from using as a text. John 14 and 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. In this time, Jesus was about to enter to the final stage of the work that the Father had assigned him. He knew he was going to the cross. He knew that there would be a time now that he was going to do much suffering. And Jesus knew that he would be challenged by Satan, because Satan, he knew Satan's MO, or Satan's method of operation. And I wonder, do you know it? If we are ignorant of Satan's devices or his MO, many times Satan can take us and taking advantage of us and put us at a disadvantage. In 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, the scripture said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Satan was coming to test Jesus. And before great promotions, you're going to have to pass a test. God allows us to be tested, but it's just so that we can be promoted. And you have to understand, Satan will be allowed to come, even as he was allowed to come to Jesus, because God needs to know that you are ready for the promotion that he's about to put in your hand. And so Satan tested Jesus before he began his ministry. In Matthew 3 and 16, it said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. the next chapter 4:1 said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now notice again, the scripture said that Jesus was led by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. He led him into the wilderness so that he could be tempted. And he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, I want you to see this, that Jesus had an open heaven over him. And the Bible said in 4:1 that he was full of the Holy Ghost. The Father had spoke a word about how pleased he was with Jesus. And you need to know, even in this time when God has put his hand upon your life and when God is moving mightily in you and through you, that you must understand that Satan is going to come to test you. In fact, you need to be aware that many times when you've had your greatest victory, you need to be very cautious because you're subject for an attack. Because Satan knows this is the time, many times we will relax. Sometimes we say, I just came out of a conference and look at all this stuff. And so you have to be very, very aware of his devices, how Satan worked. Satan had come to test Jesus and to see if by any means he could find a way that he could control Jesus. Satan started with his number one method, his trump card, if you will. He challenged his identity, if you be the Son of God. And you have to know that. You have to know this is how he works. Amen. He started with Adam and Eve, and particularly Eve. He came to her and said, did God say? He wants to challenge what God has said to you. He wants to challenge if you know who God say that you are. And so you have to understand this, and you must know that this is the way he's going to come. He's going to work and try to create doubt in you. He will try to get you to challenge you if you don't really know who you are and what God has said to you. It's an amazing thing when you're in that time of prayer and you have spent time in the Logos, the Word of God, studying and meditating upon it, and then you get a rhema from God, a noun word, a particular word for your season, for your time, for your situation. In that hour, the anointing is so great upon your life. You know you heard from God. You know that you know that you know. Your knower know that you heard from God. But when you come out of that place and you're going into the marketplace, when you're going into this world, you're not sensing that anointing. You're not sensing that. And that's when the enemy will come to attack. And you, therefore, you must take that word. You must write that word. You must meditate that word. Continue what God said, or that devil will come to steal the word out of you. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to satisfy God. I know, but my wife and I travel quite a bit, and we were in a hotel, and I went to get a soda while she was asleep. I didn't want her to know I was going to get one. And we had been in several hotels, and I knew what the price was. I took the exact change, and I went to the machine and put the money in the machine. And the soda wouldn't come out, and I'm thinking, what in the world? Now, I don't want to have to go in this machine and get my soda because there might be some cameras out here. But I looked up, and I saw that I had not put enough money in the machine for the soda because that particular hotel was much more expensive. Well, it wasn't that I didn't put money in there, but I didn't put enough in to satisfy the machine. And sometimes we will take little time in the Word, but sometimes the thing we're believing God for is so big that we didn't put enough in to have enough faith to satisfy that requirement. And without that, it's impossible. It's not that God doesn't want, but you didn't have enough faith, praise God. And so we need to know in those times, we need to put the time in to get what we need, praise God. As of yet, Jesus had not done any works or manifestation of the call on his life. Jesus had nothing naturally speaking to certify his credential. He just had heard from God. Jesus hadn't done any miracles. But God had credentialed him. God had spoken what he said about him. But there was nothing natural. And Satan knew that if I can hold Jesus in the natural realm, I can defeat him. But Jesus, being wise, knew to hold Satan in the spirit realm, to hold him by the word of the Lord, to hold him what God has said. Because if he held him in the spirit realm, he could defend him. So you and I must understand this. We have the word. That's why you must continue to take that word and meditate it, to confess it, to speak it, to embrace it, to take it into you. Luke 4 and 14 said that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. After he had passed the test, he had done what he needed to do. That was a greater anointing now. He returned in the power of the Spirit. John 4 and 11 said, when the devil left, the angels came to minister to him. If you stand and do what God called you to do, when he tells you to do it, pass the test, the angels will be able to hear the voice of the commandment of God out of your mouth and minister to you. Before we can have great promotion or breakthrough, there is something that we need to do. And we must make sure Satan has nothing in us by eliminating any strongholds in our mind. John 14 and 30 said, Jesus speaking now, same scripture we opened with. I want to read from the Amplified because it does just that. It amplifies this. It says, I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, evil genius, ruler of the world is coming, and he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him, and he has no power over me. I wonder if you can answer that question, because whatever, if there is a stronghold, this is what Satan is going to use to control, to manipulate you. You and I cannot allow this. There's a stronghold there. There's something, well, maybe we haven't yielded to God. We haven't spent the time in prayer and meditation and taking his word to bring that stronghold down. Well, when that time of testing comes, that's what he's going to work, because he has that in you. He'll work that thing. Whenever you come for your final test, Satan is coming, and he must not find nothing in you that belongs to him. We must be delivered from every stronghold. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, reading from the Amplified, and it says this, for though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of the flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of stronghold. Inasmuch as we refute arguments, the devil will try to give you arguments in your head against what God has said. He'll try to get you to look at natural things that this ain't working out. Well, the word is to refute those arguments and theories and reasoning and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we are to lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Amen? You have to know, praise God, that every thought, you cannot let random thoughts go through your mind. You can't have a thought, because every thought has a potential of a future. Every thought must line up with the word of the living God. You don't want to give that thought a nanosecond, because if you do, you're empowering it in your mind. You're allowing that to get planted in your mind. It'll create reasoning. And so every thought, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, must be cast down, because thoughts eventually leads to words, and word creates images. And those images will be against what God says. That image has to come down. The word of the Lord creates the image in our mind, what God says. And therefore, it causes us to see what God says. If you can't see it, you can't be it. And so God's word is to create the image so you can see what the future is already in heaven has already been established. Well, how can we accomplish this? Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you can prove what is that good and that perfect and that acceptable will of God. Well, that's the thing we want to do. You cannot prove the acceptable will of God without understanding what God is doing. You cannot know the will unless you take the time to renew your mind with the word and establish your thoughts. I pray God's blessing upon you. I pray this has blessed you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Terrell.
Praise God, Dr. Walter Henderson, for that phenomenal word this morning. And, oh, yes, I do recall Brookhaven. Praise God. Yes, indeed, family members, I tell you, God is awesome and giving us great words every day, and this one was powerful. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this awesome word that you've given us. Lord, we surround ourselves. Saturate us, Lord, in your word. Saturate us in your love. Saturate us in your peace. Saturate us in your joy. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. And as our thoughts are on you, O God, as we meditate on your word day and night, we know we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. So, Lord God, we thank you for the blessing that you bestowed upon your people this morning. We glorify you, Father, that your word is forever settled in heaven and that you'll lead and guide us all through your truth. And we thank you, Father, for those that are sick and shut in. We ask that you bless them, Lord God, that we call them healed by the blood of Jesus. We call them delivered, oh God. And we thank you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord, for those that are going through bereavement times, Father God. We know that their loved ones are with you, but we ask you, Father, that you comfort them, that you put your arms around them and let them know that you're there with them, because you always promised us, oh God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father, for this precious word that was given to us, oh God, that we saturate and meditate and cling to it, Lord God, because we want to be the better ministers in this marketplace, oh God. So we ask you, Father, that you pour into this man of God, Dr. Walter Henderson, like never before. Restore to him, Lord, as he poured into us. We thank you, Father, for blessing his family, blessing his loved ones, his community, his household, blessing everything that pertains to him, his church, Lord God, everything around him. Bless his going out and bless his coming in like never before. We glorify you, Father, because every good and perfect work comes from you. And we thank you, Father, for being a blessing through this man of God. And we ask you, Lord, that you take your people, Lord God, and lead us all into your truth, that we go forth and be the people that you called us to be, that your will be done, not our will, but your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for doing the work. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And right now, I'm going to pass this call to our phenomenal co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Weatherspoon?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. And it is such a joy to hear your voice, Dr. Walter Henderson. Thank you so much for that powerful word. All of us are so ready for our promotion, and we appreciate the words you spoke into us. I thank you and Dr. J. Look forward to hearing her on Friday. Just to be a part of what God is doing. Can you believe 4 years have passed? So we thank God for you for that rich word. Many of you all on the line are new, and we were just so grateful that this husband and wife team were a part of our beginnings. We had a little schedule going. I think I did mainly Mondays. Dr. Walter did mainly Tuesdays. Pastor Chuck was on Wednesday. Dr. PK was on Thursday. And the powerhouse evangelist that you'll look forward to hearing also at the end of the week, she would close us out on Friday. So again, man of God, on behalf of our TMC family, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making the time. They travel so internationally, as he said, but you truly blessed our hearts today. And thank you so much for being a part of this history. And we look forward to you coming back many other times. Whenever you all are free, please know we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. We always want to, during Celebration Week, take just a few minutes. We're doing great on time. To let a few of you all come on just quickly. Tell us what this call has meant to you. If you just hit *6, you'll drop in the queue, and let others hear how this anniversary, just being a part of our TNC family, what it means to you before we have Dr. Walter come back on for benediction. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. All righty, right out to New Jersey. Good morning, Miss Benita.
Good morning, TMC family. For some of you that may not know, I'm Benita Case, and I live in New Jersey, the Garden State, and this call has touched my spirit. It was through one of my business partners, Rochelle, that told me about this call, and I just thanked her. I mean, she told me to get on this call, and, you know, that's how I believe this call generated and so many people to spread the word, but it has been such a blessing to me. It has lifted me. That word was just for me. That was just an awesome word that I needed to hear, and that's what this call does for me. Thank you so much, Pastor Bay, and thank you, Dr. PK. You guys, I love you all.
Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. We're going to go to Cedar Hill, Texas, and get a shout-out from one of our dear partners there, President Charlie Lewis, and then he also has a quick announcement to give us. Good morning, Ms. Charlie.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I have truly enjoyed the calls over the years. I've been an off and on listener and try to be more on than off, but sometimes that core calcium get in me and I can't wake up on time. But I have enjoyed these meetings, and they really, really, and this morning just really, really touched my heart. And I try to share it with as many people as I can. Now, and I just love being on this call. My announcement is that we have an artist distributor. She's on my downline. Her name is Rosalind Marion, that has been battling cancer for about 3 years. And she's been taking our products, but unfortunately, her business has kind of fallen off so that she's not afford to get as much as she'd like. And she's at the point where now the doctors are saying she can't take any more of the treatments. If she do, she'll be in a wheelchair for 30 days. So we need some help with donating some products for her. So if any of you guys would like to donate a bottle, a case, or whatever of LaVie for Rosalind, please feel free to do so and have it for pickup at the Dallas warehouse. And for her at the Dallas warehouse, and I'll be happy to pick that up and get it to her. And we just appreciate it.
Why don't you give them your number, because we're kind of doing close on time. Let me just go ahead and give the 214-392-7360. And, you know, we did this before through Claudette Brown for another person, but Rosalind has been such a powerhouse in the Austin area. And so when they came to me, and for some of you all, just go to her Facebook page and shout out some love. She spells it Rosalind, Rosalind Marion, and encourage her. But all you have to do is just buy a bottle in your code, in your name, and then just for pickup, put it in Dallas for Dallas, where our Dallas Success Center, and then make sure you call Charlie and let her know so she can go to the warehouse. And we're all reaching out, helping one another. And again, Charlie's number is 214-392-7360. Thank you so much, Miss Charlie. And we got one more. We'll take a shout out. And I definitely want to hear from Miss Queen Victoria and our King Dire President Reggie. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor V. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man of God.
There you go. I know we have a little bit of time. Just want to say congratulations on what you and Dr. P.K. Roberts and yourself have created with this call. As you know, we lead by faith in our company, Audits International. There's nothing better than to wake up and be fed by the word. Now, I get on as often as I can, as you know, but I can say it's the best call on the circuit today. And I would say congratulations again and go for another 4, 5, 6, 10 more years. Let's make it happen, because you guys got a fantastic platform. So back to you, and congratulations to you both for what you have created.
Thank you so much, and as all of you all know, on our homepage on themasterscall.net are the 9 prayer directives to cover Diamond President Reggie and all the kings of artists, as we are just days away from going to the Bahamas. So please, this is something everybody can participate in, and that's going to the website and join us in prayer. So thank you for that shout-out. And last but not least, 5273, good morning.
Yes, good morning out there, Pastor Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, this is Marie Preston from Houston, Texas, on the north side of town. I want to say happy anniversary, y'all fourth anniversary to you. And as you know, Dr. Lord Jesus, I'm pulling a blank of my nose. I need to drink my stuff and drink it. But I want to say, I want to say that Pastor Henderson, that he did a phenomenal job this morning. We always thank you for the word. You bring on some of the greatest minds and greatest people out here when it comes to giving us what we need in the morning. I wake up by this call. If I don't get on it, it's because I can't get on it. I'm moving or I'm in a place where I'm listening and I can't announce myself because I've been really, really busy these last few days. But I want to say congratulations to you and Dr. PK, and y'all keep the good work up. Y'all have done a phenomenal job with this call in the morning. So thank you, and back to y'all. Okay.
Well, thank you. We appreciate all the shout-outs, and we'll take some more as the week goes on. Again, man of God, thank you for feeding our souls and refreshing our hearts and just reminding our spirits that it's promotion time. So we're going to ask you to come back on now and give us our closing benediction.
All right. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man of God.
Thank you so much again for inviting me, and thanks so much to this family. Father, we bless you and we worship you. What a mighty God you are. And we honor you this day, not only with our lips, but with our lives and with all that we do. And Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice on this phone, God, that this day would be an awesome day in their life, that you will shift them into their destiny. And Father, they will see themselves as you see them and declare it openly with their mouth, unashamedly. And God would declare, God, what you are doing and what you are about to do. I thank you this day that, Father, we're believing that our latter days will be greater than our former days. And it's our heart's desire, you will be exalted. Get glory for yourself. Get yourself a name, God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.